Public meetings on oil lease sales in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge are drawing intense interest from Alaskans across the state. Last night, more than 100 protesters gathered outside the Anchorage meeting, including Samuel Johns, whose mother is from Arctic Village on the edge of the refuge.
I was in there just a little bit ago and I got to hear the first guy speak. And the first guy, no offense to y'all, but the first person in there to speak was a white man in support of Anwar, in support of development. To me, that's a slap in the face to my people.
At the meeting, officials said the Trump administration must move forward with oil lease sales in Anwar. The Department of Interior's Joe Balash said that's because of specific language in the law Congress passed last year allowing drilling in Anwar.
The statutory provisions say DOI shall.
Testimony at the meeting was mixed. Many protesters came inside to speak against development, citing effects to subsistence, the climate, and the value of untouched wilderness. Others with labor and industry groups spoke in favor of development. Jason Allward was there representing Operating Engineers Local 302.
The leases, the development, the production of Anwar's natural resources are vital to our future, and this project can be done responsibly.
The meetings ran more than 5 hours, but it still wasn't long enough to accommodate everyone who wanted to testify. The comment period officially ends June 19th. However, a Bureau of Land Management spokeswoman says the agency has received many requests to extend it. BLM is holding another public meeting on development in Anwar today in Utqiagvik. Additional meetings are planned in June in Kaktovik, Vinatai, and Washington, D.C.